720 WGN, 948 on the program. I'm Andrea Darlis. Patty Vasquez is coming up at 10 o'clock. And I promised you, I've said several times tonight, we're going to tell you all about All Childish Things. It's the first Folio Theater's production of this hilarious contemporary comedy heist running from January 23rd through February 24th, so just about two more weeks. It's All Childish Things, and we have two of the stars of this play, Alberto Mendoza and Bobby Richards, in studio. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Thank you for being here and hanging out with us.
Thanks for calling us stars.
Oh, you guys are stars. You're Chicago area stars.
I love it.
Wow, you got to get used to it.
I know, right?
You got your paparazzi. You got people traveling with you now, your handlers.
It's true.
So, tell us about the play.
Well,
I'll take that one.
All right.
So the show is, like you said, it's a comedy heist. It's a lot of fun. It's about a group of best friends from high school. Some years have passed. They might be in their mid-30s. One of them might live in their mother's basement, and that's probably where the play takes place. And they're deciding that they want to turn their lives around, so they decide they're going to rob the Kenner Toy Factory, where all of the original Star Wars toys are, and sell them to a anonymous buyer for $2 million.
Are they selling the packaging?
Everything. Oh, yeah. These are like mint condition things, you know, collectors go crazy for.
This is what caught my eye. I was the big, and this is, I think, why this play, or why this, I don't want to say it's a musical, why this play kind of spans generations, because I had Star Wars toys as kids, and I'm sure you guys did
too.
I played with them. I took them out of the box, and
you
had. Oh, do you want to laugh? Guess whose mom sold her Millennium Falcon in a garage sale? It was the
Seriously?
Big kind. Yeah, she did.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
for like $2.
And you look at all that stuff on eBay now, and it's just like, you're like, oh, my retirement.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Like,
and gone.
Exactly, yeah.
But I feel like when I was a kid, it was the second, or like when we were kids, it was like the second wave was coming through.
Yeah.
The prequels were coming out, so they were re-releasing original figures. I would buy ones to open and play with, and then I would buy one to keep in a box.
Did you really?
I was that crazy.
Do you still have?
I have some of them, but it's like, but I don't know what the value
but
is.
But probably some of the little guns are missing.
Yeah.
Or,
but I got a kid now, so he's almost at the age where he could probably play with them. So I'm debating on that back and forth of like, do I let you trash my childhood?
One for you, one for daddy.
Exactly. One for you, one for daddy.
Oh, and it's so cool though. But I think this is something everyone can relate to.
Oh, yeah.
Boys, girls, men, women. You know, this is something fun. Everyone loves toys, and especially Star Wars toys.
Oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit about First Folio. I mean, I know you guys, you're in your 23rd season, one of Chicago's greatest, I want to say, you know, off-Broadway or smaller theater companies. But have you guys worked together before?
We haven't had the chance to work together
before.
We
haven't, yeah. We haven't played together, but we have found out over the process that we have so many mutual friends.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild?
It's all
small
like
community.
Yeah, totally comes together. And it's same with all of us in the show, but like with First Folio, you're totally right. It's like, it's an equity theater.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's one of the mainstays out in the Western Burbs. And people from, like I was saying, like from the Burbs and from the city go out there for their Summer Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah.
For their, you know, for their multiple seasons where they're doing classics, they're doing contemporary shows. And this kind of show is, it's not quite outside what they usually do, but it is kind of fun that it's this sort of like, this contemporary comedy about Star Wars, you know, Star Wars
elaborate
nerds.
Silliness.
Yeah.
Which I
super goofy,
love.
Super fun.
Yep.
And like you were saying too, it's like, you don't have to know Star Wars to love the show.
Right.
It's anything. If you obsess about something, you're totally going to relate to it.
You touched on something I think is really true, that the Chicago theater community is very close. Like, while you guys haven't worked together now, but you know a lot of people who do.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that too, kind of going through your careers as actors, that our community is very tight-knit?
Absolutely. You know, with every show that I do, I tend to find, like, from the cast, just more and more people where I'm kicking myself that I hadn't met them sooner.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we just pick things up just right away, and it that kind of camaraderie it is great to see how it just kind of extends to just people that, you know, you didn't know before, but you definitely will want to work with them, you know, soon again, and I love it for that.
We're talking to Alberto Mendoza and Bobby Richards, two of the stars of All Childish Things at the First Folio Theater. Runs through February 24th. Are you guys both from Chicago?
Not originally. I grew up just outside Orlando.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That
wait,
weird.
Let me look outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
No, that weird migration.
I tell them that every day. I'm like, so do you check the temp back in Orlando?
Yeah.
How about you, Bobby?
I'm just from outside Indianapolis. So
okay.
not
Midwestern.
That far. I'm used to this.
Midwestern, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a bit of a shock, your first Chicago winter?
Oh, yeah. I call family just, you know, so they can describe the sun to me.
Of course.
Like, remind me what that was like.
That. Yeah. I hate that when someone I went to Cabo last week, and I had planned this trip, like, you know, 2 months ago, and I didn't know it was going to be during the polar vortex, and I thought, I am not going to take my life into my hands and post anything that I'm anywhere other than
you're going to lose a lot of friends.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? Exactly. But you know what? Do you find, too, kind of going back to the, you know, the strong camaraderie here, do you find that people will go to the theater if it's pouring rain or an ice storm or if it's sunny?
Here's the thing that was crazy. So on Sunday when we just got that random, like, whiteout you know, however long, like an hour, 30 minutes, something like that, I was set that I totally thought, oh, man, this is going to totally, you know, people aren't going to come to the show. Because
there's going
to
be more people in the cast than in the audience, as we thought.
Sold out.
Sold
it was crazy.
Out that show.
Like,
that's awesome.
And so it was such a fun crowd. And that's the great thing is that, you know, the cold hasn't detracted from people coming out, you know, the weather. But I also think, too, that Chicago, you know, it's like,
oh yeah.
Oh, it's negative 30. I'm going out.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I used to live in the South Suburbs, when I first moved to Wrigleyville, Lincoln Park area, it was just a giant blizzard. Everybody's in the middle of the streets. The plows hadn't even come down because it was a side street. And everyone's just throwing snowballs and whatnot in the front. So, yeah, I mean, we enjoy it. You're one of us now, so we have to claim
you. I am. I go back, you know, to Orlando for the holidays, and everybody's got their winter coats on for 40-degree weather.
Right.
And I've got, you know, just my hoodie and shorts on. It's great.
Oh, yeah. That's like when I go out to L.A., and it's like, you know, 62, and everyone's bundled up, and I'm like, you're insane.
Yep.
Oh, you're crazy.
I know. Seriously. Yeah, same thing. We had a sports reporter who moved to San Diego, and he said the same thing, only their temperature gauge was when it got to be 50.
Oh,
he said,
okay.
That's when they shut down?
It's freezing. They shut down the city. Exactly right. It's Alberto Mendoza and Bobby Richards from the First Folio Theater's All Childish Things. When people come to see this, what do you want them to take away? What do you want them to go home feeling?
Oh, gosh. Hopefully pains in their stomach from laughing so hard.
Good.
That's what I'm hoping.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, too, like just sort of, at least people have told me, too, when they leave, that sort of an understanding of like, oh, you know, like, stuff might hit the fan, but you know, but it that kind of stuff will sort of build friendships up and make people, you know, sort of their relationship stronger. So that's something too. A little bit of inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
In the byline it says, will divided loyalties and greed lead their friendship to implode like the Death Star, or will the Force be with them? So kind of art imitating life a little bit.
I know. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's
right.
Bit.
Modern day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So go see it and take some life's lessons from this.
Lots of life lessons will be learned at All Childish Things.
Yeah.
Favorite Star Wars toy that you guys have or still have?
Oh, I would say mine was just the case that I had all of the little figurines in. It was the C-3PO.
Oh, I had C-3PO too.
I
had the Darth Vader one too.
Yep.
You laugh. I'm going to send you a picture.
Oh. I had a Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. Did your mom sell yours?
No, but I did. I did. I sold it.
How dare you?
When I was like, just when I felt like when I was just a few years after I got it going like, oh no, I'm too cool. And then like I sold it and I go, I'm not too cool. Why did I sell it?
You better apologize to your son.
Oh, I know, right? I know. I'm going to have to buy it again when he totally gets into this. But like, yeah, I think my favorite toy was, there's a character named Boba Fett and it was just a little
Boba Fett
figure.
He's blue. Love him.
Yeah,
and he's got
that
multicolored mask.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is he your favorite character?
I don't know if he's my favorite character, but because he's not really in the movies that much.
No, he's
not. But there's like this mystery about that character.
Yep.
He factors into the show.
He really does.
It's also, I mean, yeah, it's full circle. My love for him and the love for all of our characters for him in the show.
Well, you guys are so much fun. Where can people find out about the play and get tickets?
They can go to firstfolio.org. And just navigate the site. They've got it designed so it's like boom, right when you get on firstfolio.org, you can get tickets.
Yep.
Right.
And of course you can
all
call
of our information.
In. But
yeah.
Go ahead to firstfolio.org. You can find the phone number there in case you want to call.
And support our local theater. It's
absolutely
awesome. First Folio Theater, Alberto Mendoza and Bobby Richards in All Childish Things runs through February 24th. Thanks you guys.
Thanks
for having us. This is great.
Patty's up next, 720 WGN.